You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my friend Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. So, Alden, best record in baseball, didn't get it done, swept out of the postseason, continues to trend. The Tigers had three Cy Young Award winners lined up. They didn't win a game. The Angels had the best record, didn't win a game. The Nationals, a lot of us thought, were the best team. They won once, and they are now home. So what's the larger picture now, Alden, for the Angels going forward? They have about 130 they have very little wiggle room to increase payroll, right?
Yeah, they really do. The luxury tax threshold has been pretty much their spending limit these last few years. They have about $10 million, maybe a little bit less of wiggle room this offseason. And, you know, one thing that Jerry DePoto talked about after the loss was, you know, he feels like they could continue to win with this nucleus. I know a lot of the narrative surrounding the Angels is that this is their window to win and that this was, may have been one of their last opportunities to actually make it to the World Series. But, you know, DePoto sees players developing on the other side of the roster, guys like Mike Trout, Garrett Richards, Matt Shoemaker, Cole Calhoun. He sees a lot of youth here, and I think he's going to take a very similar approach to what he did last season, which was they have to stay away from the big long-term contracts. When you're a team with CBT concerns, you can't be signing these big free agent deals. So I think he's just the term that he used was this team is tweaks and turns from being competitive again in 2015. So I expect very subtle moves this offseason. I don't expect them to go after guys like James Shields or Max Scherzer or John Lester or anybody like that. And with regards to this series, Richard, it just goes to show you that anything could happen when the sample size is a five-game series. The Angels had two pretty winnable games at Angel Stadium where they left a lot of guys on base and couldn't execute moving guys over. And then in game three, I mean, you know what? You're down 0-2 in the series. You're in front of this Kansas City crowd that's just been dying for a playoff team. There's so much energy against you in that building. They never really had a chance in game three, Richard.
Yeah, so Alden, Josh Hamilton is on the books for $25 million for next season. He was 0-13 in the postseason. I think he missed over 80 games or something like that. What do you think Jerry DePoto and Mike Socia are thinking about, Josh, in terms of getting him productive again in 2015?
You know, that was a huge talking point last offseason, and the conclusion that they came to was, okay, we need you to put on more weight again, because he showed up to his first spring training with the Angels lighter than he ever has. They wanted him to come into camp again at 240. They signed him up with a functional movement coach to kind of work out some of the kinks in his surgically repaired hip, and everything looked great. He showed up to spring training. His swing looked great. You saw those first eight games, how great he looked. He hurt his thumb. He never got his power. He spent all of September fighting injuries, and then you saw him in the ALDS. So same plan again. Come in weighing 240 pounds, work out all the kinks in the offseason, get some rest because he was really in a lot of pain down the stretch, and just cross your fingers that Josh Hamilton is healthy and productive. That's really all they can do right now, Richard. They've kind of grasped at all the straws possible with Josh. You know, his name may be out there this offseason in trade rumors, but I don't see any way that they could trade him. He's got $75 million left on his contract and a full no-trade clause.
Do you think if we put Truth Serum in Don Baylor, he would say Josh was coachable? What was the relationship between the Angels hitting coach and Josh?
You know, I actually do think it was pretty good. I know Josh sometimes just doesn't listen to outside advice and has a hard time making adjustments, can be a little stubborn at the plate. But I think he really did listen to Don Baylor, because I think failure kind of opened him up to a little bit more criticism of his swing, a little bit more advice, and made him a little bit more open to adjustments. I think one of his biggest issues this year was he so often tried to adjust his swing and tried to make little tweaks and stuff with his load and his front foot, that it just started spiraling downward for him. I think the main thing for him, and one thing that Josh would not admit, that thumb injury really, really set him back. When you're a power hitter and you injure anything in your hands, your arms, your shoulders, that's really going to set you back. And I don't think it was any coincidence that once he came back from the DL from missing 7 weeks of that with thumb surgery, he was never able to drive the ball again like he was at the start of the year.
It's, I guess a guy that plays the way he has, that we just don't know what the physical toll has been. And so C.J. Wilson is down to make $18.5 million. You know, and a lot of that we're talking about in the Angels getting back to the postseason is just have your stars be stars. And C.J. Was not good in the postseason. He had an ERA of 4.5. I think that was the highest in about 6 years in his career. What's the deal with him, too?
He's got to throw strikes. I know it sounds a little bit simplistic, but this year that walk rate really got away from him. He led the American League in walks this year, the highest walk rate since he became a starter. And, you know, yeah, and when CJ has been effective throughout his career, it's when he's attacking the strike zone, when he's commanding counts, when he's getting ahead of hitters. He just never did that this year. I mean, even going back to his Game 3 loss against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium, 4 straight pitches for balls to Billy Butler, has to battle back from down 2-0 to Alex Gordon, and he hits that 3-run double, and CJ's out of there. That's it. He's got such great stuff, Richard, everything in his moves, but sometimes he just doesn't have confidence in it, or sometimes he just overthinks things. And he had such a great year last year, too. He's never going to be a guy who's consistently among the league leaders in walk rate, but it got away from him this year. 4.5 is just way too high for him.
So I guess going forward, as we look at the rotation, just as we speak today, it's Wilson, it's Shoemaker, it's Weaver, it's Santiago, and then Jerry will just go out and try to find bargains, try to find guys he can afford, and just, as he did last year with Rasmus and LeBlanc and all, just try to create some depth at Triple A. Would you see that would be his strategy?
I think so, and I think another thing that Jerry will look at is something similar to what he did last year, which is when he was able to trade a couple of arbitration-eligible players in Mark Trumbo and Peter Borges for a couple of 0-3 pitchers in Tyler Skaggs and Hector Santiago. And remember, this guy's having a great year before he had Tommy John surgery. He's only 22 years old. I think he's going to look into that, too. It's interesting because the Angels have a couple of upcoming free agents in Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick's going to be a free agent at the end of 2015. He was all over the rumor mill last year. And second base is the Angels' deepest position organizationally. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to move him for some more of that cost-controlled starting pitching. Maybe a guy like Iannetta, who's also up for free agency. Maybe even a guy like C.J. Cron, who kind of emerged this season for the first time. I think that's an avenue Jerry will look at, but I think one thing's for sure, he's going to really want to stay away from the free agent starting pitchers. Because when you're a team that that already has luxury tax concerns and doesn't have much money to spend, and you're trying to go into the free agent market for starting pitching, you're already overpaying for starting pitching, and you're rolling the dice really heavily when you only have like $9, $8 million to spend. That's when you get the Joe Blantons of the world, and right. I think that's what Jerry really wants to avoid this offseason.
So, Alden, do you think in a week or two or a month, maybe a month, or by the time we get to the winter meetings, that Mike Socha and Jerry DePoto and Artie Moreno will be able to look back and say, hey, look, we went back to the postseason. We won 98 times. We weren't healthy when the postseason began. Maybe this is realistic. But this season represents a step in the right direction. Winning 98 games is not a small thing.
Yeah, I think they do. And I don't think it's even going to take that long. I think they realized that shortly after Game 3 was over. At the very least, they've kind of established a foundation for success, you know, something that got away from them for 4 years. Sometimes you get so far removed from winning and the turnover in the front office happens and you just kind of lose your footing and you forget what it was that made you a successful organization. I think they found that again this year. I think they made some great strides with regards to their defense, with regards to keeping runners from stealing as many bases on them. They found a lot of guys who can contribute to them, guys who are making only $500,000 or whatever. So I think they really did establish themselves as an organization that can win. But, I mean, you hit on it right on the head, Richard, earlier. Your stars need to be stars. Your stars need to perform like stars. They need C.J. Wilson to bounce back. They need a productive year from Josh Hamilton. I mean, it's a miracle if they led the majors in runs without any production whatsoever from Josh Hamilton all year. Albert Pujols needs to continue to put these kind of years together. And, you know, they need to find that pitching somehow. It's crazy because the Angels thought that they were set with starting pitching by the end of July. And then they have Tyler Skaggs and Garrett Richards go down. And then Matt Shoemaker has to deal with an oblique strain for the last 3 weeks of the regular season. It was the last thing that could have happened for this team. And, you know, like any other club, you know, you put the pieces there and then you just cross your fingers that you stay healthy.
Yeah, and the bottom line is winning is hard. Anyway, Alden, we'll see you throughout the off season, and great work, and we look forward to seeing what develops with your club.
The most popular way to follow every pitch of the postseason is with MLB.com At-Bat, the number one mobile app for live baseball. At-Bat brings you live postseason baseball wherever you are with dynamic features such as live radio broadcasts, replay reviews, scoreboards, highlights, stats, series schedules, and more. Get the award-winning MLB.com At-Bat app for your favorite smartphone or tablet. Visit the App Store or MLB.com today.